Luke chapter 6. Christ excuses his disciples. He cures upon the Sabbath day, chooses the 12, and makes a sermon to them. And it came to pass on the second first Sabbath, that as he went through the cornfields, his disciples plucked the ears and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. Footnote: the second first Sabbath. Some understand this of the Sabbath of Pentecost, which was the second in course among the great feasts, others of a Sabbath day that immediately followed any solemn feast. End of footnote. And some of the Pharisees said to them, "Why do you that which is not lawful on the Sabbath days?" And Jesus answering them said, "Have you not read so much as this, what David did when himself was hungry, and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God, and took and ate the bread of proposition, and gave to them that were with him, which is not lawful to eat, but only for the priests. And he said to them, The Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched if he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man who had the withered hand, Arise, and stand forth in the midst. And rising he stood forth. Then Jesus said to them, I ask you, if it be lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy? And looking round about on them all, he said to the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it forth, and his hand was restored. And they were filled with madness, and they talked one with another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray. And he passed the whole night in the prayer of God. And when day was come, he called unto him his disciples, and he chose 12 of them, whom also he named apostles: Simon, whom he surnamed Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who is called Zelotes, and Jude, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, who was the traitor. And coming down with them, he stood in a plain place, and the company of his disciples, and a very great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the sea coast, both of Tyre and Sidon, who were come to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the multitude sought to touch him, for virtue went out from him and healed all. And he, lifting up his eyes on his disciples, said, Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed shall you be when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Be glad in that day and rejoice, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For according to these things did their fathers to the prophets. But woe to you that are rich, for you have your consolation. Woe to you that are filled, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that now laugh, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when men shall bless you, for according to these things did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say to you that hear, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them that calumniate you. And to him that striketh thee on the one cheek offer also the other, and him that taketh away from thee thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every one that asketh thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them in like manner. And if you love them that love you, what thanks are to you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them who do good to you, what thanks are to you? For sinners also do this. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thanks are to you? For sinners also lend to sinners for to receive as much. But love ye your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing thereby. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the sons of the Highest. For he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, and pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall they give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you shall meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spoke also to them a similitude. Can the blind lead the blind? Do they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one shall be perfect if he be as his master. And why seest thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but the beam that is in thy own eye thou considerest not? Or how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull the mote out of thy eye, when thou thyself seest not the beam in thy own eye? Hypocrite, cast first the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to take out the mote from thy brother's eye. For there is no good tree that bringeth forth evil fruit, nor an evil tree that bringeth forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor from a bramble bush do they gather the grape. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Every one that cometh to me and heareth my word and doth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who digged deep and laid the foundation upon a rock. And when a flood came, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. But he that heareth and doth not is like to a man building his house upon the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.